Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. Dave and Jacqueline bring you up close and personal to the innovators, contributors, and creative minds in and around technology today. Visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com. There you will find a full list of our broadcasts from all across the technology spectrum, our social media handles, and related content. So sit back with Dave and Jacqueline as they serve up Technology Espresso, fast, hot, and intense.
And hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is a Sunday edition of Technology Espresso Radio. Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and I'm very excited to introduce a student host for today's show. Our student host is Celise Blackman, and she's a senior at the University of North Florida. She is calling in from Jacksonville, Florida. So first of all, we're so excited to have you. Hello, Celise.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Great to have you today. I want to let our audience know, Celise is a multimedia journalism and communication major at Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to throw out that she also hails from Atlanta, Georgia. She spent some of her high school years here in Atlanta, so we claim her as our own here in Atlanta as well. But we are very excited to have Celise as our student host today. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you so much, Celise.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Today we'll be talking to David Blackman. He is a native of Philadelphia. His current role is as an infrastructure project manager in the Fraud Investigation and Detection Services Program and Project Management with a leading consultant firm. David's previous experience includes project management, client and enterprise technology infrastructure services. He has over 25 years in the IT industry in roles affecting both national and international endeavors in the military and corporate IT environments and architecture. He's an experienced project manager of global network infrastructure, access, and multinational services architecture. He specializes in project and infrastructure lifecycle management, international IT service delivery, process modeling, management development, IT provisioning, and change management activities. David is addicted to helping others and mentoring youth and sharing his passion and success story as a minority in IT who made the transition from 20 years in the Air Force to a very productive career in the IT industry. David is also the co-founder of Technology Espresso, a media promotions and education network. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, known as David Blackman. So now I'll turn it over to him and let him share his own story in his own words. Here we welcome Mr. David Blackman. Hey, David, how are you doing today?
Hello, Felice. I'm just fine. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So, Mr. Blackman, you have a very voluminous background, and you could talk about so many topics, but today we're going to focus on your most recent creation, which is the website for Technology Espresso. But first, let's recognize that you're the co-founder for Technology Espresso. Can you share with our audience what inspired you to create Technology Espresso?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity as well. It was actually a brainchild of Jacqueline. She's such a creative and driving force between us both. And she was the vice president of education for the BDPA Atlanta chapter. And one evening while we were having coffee down in Atlantic Station, she, as she usually does, says, "I had this ideal." And that's where it started. And she pitched the idea of starting an internship program. And we actually had a platform for interns where there were several roles and the interns would play different roles in an IT project. and it helped them develop the soft skills needed in today's IT environment as far as collaboration and communication is concerned. So that's where it started, and it caught fire. We had a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and a lot of young people interested in it, which is what we wanted. However, we didn't have the bandwidth to keep it going. So we had to find another way to make an impact. Because that's what we were trying to do, is make an impact in the community, the global community. We know there's a gap in that we're trying to fill with young people coming out of college and even seasoned professionals transitioning to the IT industry. So we wanted to make an impact, and we thought about a different way of doing that. And I found this platform, this Blog Talk Radio platform, and we talked about it. And that's how Technology Espresso got started. Since we were in a coffee shop when it started, we used coffee and espresso as a driving force for our message. And that's how it transitioned and manifested into the Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. And it's just been going from there. Full steam ahead is our motto. Listen, learn, leverage, launch is another. There are so many ways and so many different ways we can express what we're trying to do and how we're trying to impact the community and bring more people and make them more aware of the opportunities within IT and the IT-related careers.
Wow, that's awesome. So what are some of the key components and programs related to technology?
So from there, it's been going in different directions from there with the emergence of STEM education. That's another passion of ours that helps us get our message out. STEAM, not just STEM, and those stand for science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math. And those key education areas will propel our young people into these type of career fields and give them the core knowledge that they need to move forward within this field and any field just about. So technology is a driving force. It's a tool. All areas of technology is a tool to be leveraged for within all the business sectors. And so if you're focused in any of those career fields or any of those educational streams, you will find yourself in better position to take on these IT jobs.
Can you take us through the process of how you designed the website?
Well, that website, that's been quite an adventure. Once we developed that platform, we said, well, we have to have a presence other than just our radio show. We had more to say. We had more to share. There were events we were attending, and we were interviewing individuals, setting up individuals for interviews. So we had a lot of information to share, different events that we participated, covered in, locally and nationally. And we needed a vehicle to get that information out there. So that's what drove the need for the website. And we had someone develop one for us. Of course, I knew nothing about developing a website at the time, and it just wasn't quite ready yet. So I was just thrown into it and had to learn it on my own. And it was done in WordPress, but it still wasn't quite ready. But I was learning a lot at the time. So eventually, we had to get out there. We had to make our presence known. We needed to get a footprint out there on the internet. So I parlayed what I learned and looked for a smaller platform that was easier to manage. And I powered through that and developed the current website at technologyespresso.com. Anyone wants to visit that place, visit our website, www.technologyespresso.com. And that's E-X-P-R-E-S-S-O. And, from there, you could just go anywhere. You'll see our shows. You'll see our upcoming shows. You will see some of the events that Jacqueline and I covered, some of the events that she's covered. She's been really busy, and she's the biggest success story we have, actually. She's been doing a lot with the interviews and setting up our affiliations, and she's been really good at that. So my hat's off to her.
Wow. Okay, so what was the favorite part about designing the website?
Learning everything about the website and learning how to develop a website, actually, and the different capabilities. And I'll use a phrase that's well known within the web building community, different plugins and the WordPress platform. I had some help, some associates of mine who are already online managing their own websites and having businesses managing websites. So I got some information from them, found a template that suited our need as a communications portal, as a Steam portal. That's what we call it now. We are the Technology Espresso Steam Portal. And I just kept powering through it, learning different capabilities, what we needed, how to plug in our Twitter feeds. I'm pretty impressed with the website. I think I did a pretty good job. So I'm looking forward to hearing additional feedback, not just on the existing website, but on the new website that's coming up. We're going to release that real soon here. And for those of you that are within earshot or are listening now, we have the new portal available. And I'm going to give you the address right now on the phone here on the radio show, and I think Jacqueline's going to tweet it as well. It's in the URL bar. It's get your pens ready, everyone. I'm stalling so you can get ready for this. Okay, so it's 50.87.248.214/, and here's a special character. It looks like half a mustache. It's usually up by the number one, and you'll have to go uppercase. It's on any standard keyboard. Yes, it's that uppercase character to the left of the number one or somewhere up there. That's how we keep it pretty much hidden at the moment until it's ready for launch. So it's that special character, tech, that's T-E-C-H-N, that's the letter N-P-Q-2. Special character, PECHNPQ2. So that IP address, / and all that I just gave you. And Jacqueline's tweeting it out as we speak. So go there, check us out, check out our events, post some comments to the events, go to contact us, send us an email, check out our Get Social page. I'm really proud of that. So it's been quite an adventure. It's been fun, actually. So there's a lot of growth still that we plan for this website as we bring in additional new sponsors and new support. You'll see our supporters and our affiliations at the bottom of our main page after the splash screen. So get out there, poke around, tell us how you like it, and give us some feedback that's necessary for us to continue to grow in the right direction and give our viewing and listening and watching audience what they want and what they need in the IT career field.
Wow, it sounds like you guys have done a lot of work for this. What is your biggest challenge in designing the website thus far?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Celise. That's a great question. My biggest challenge was finding the right format, the right template to get across our message. And that's really important. And luckily, I'll leak. I went to templatemonster.com. And there are a lot of different companies that do this, but I went here on a referral from a former coworker that's managing their own websites, several websites, as a matter of fact. And Template Monster had a plethora of templates, actually, and they were categorized. So I looked for those in the communications and media area. There are some for radio shows. There are some for TV shows. There are some templates for music shows. And I was looking for the one that just had the right format, the right color template, and just overall the right feel. And I felt this new template, it was right for us. And so I'm looking forward to all the feedback we get from it.
Okay. So Technology Espresso, it covers a lot of the major social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Storify, WordPress. Can you tell us about the various platforms?
Well, they are. All those platforms are what embody social media. And we've got to be able to communicate to the listening audience where they are, especially our young people. There are new platforms always coming up on social media. And those are our youth. Those are our biggest, I'll say, target market. And to be able to connect with our youth, we got to connect with them. We got to meet them halfway. So we like getting out there on these platforms, these different social media platforms, and communicating. And we are on all those platforms. And you'll see that on our website and our new website as well. You'll see our social media plugins. We are we're on Facebook. We're on Google Plus, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. And we have a YouTube page where we store some of the videos and interviews that we've done in the past. So we're trying to be a little bit of everywhere. And because of our passion in technology, we've been able to quickly get that up. We also have an app as well that's available on Android platform as well as Apple. So go to our website and download the plugin. We'll actually go to the Play Store, the Google Play Store, or iTunes, and go Tech Espresso in any of the search windows, and our app should pop up right on top with our logo. You'll see our little coffee locomotive engine, and that's part of our logo, and it's part of who we are, that steam engine, that powering, that driving force, that locomotive of technology. And so I digress, but go there, go to the Play Store and download our app. You can also text the word, the numbers, text the word launch to 41411 on your phones, on your Android phones or your Apple phones, and that will keep you plugged into Technology Espresso. When we do shows, we usually push that show out to all those that signed up for that capability. So we are not spamming anyone. We don't send out a bunch of commercials about anything else. We communicate about everything Technology Espresso only. So we like to keep that down to a minimum, and that makes what we do say when we do something powerful. It's important. So text the word launch to 41411, folks.
Want to backtrack for a second and say that I think it's really great that you are using the youth language to them and reach out to them to get them interested in the website and everything you're doing with Technology Espresso. Now, a lot of things Technology Espresso does is based on Blog Talk Radio. What are some of the highlights of the radio and podcast for you?
I'm sorry, Celise, could you repeat the question, please?
I said, what are some of the highlights of the radio and the podcast for you, since a lot of the things that Technology Espresso does is based on Blog Talk Radio?
Absolutely. We've had some great interviews. I think I did the first two, and one of the first two, and this will always stand out for us because it was one of the first two shows that we've done. We interviewed a special friend of mine at the time, Bruno Francois, who was launching his own business called Ego Systems, and he was into the application development area. So he developed an app called Cyclorama, and he had a lot of support from the Apple and iTunes industry. He was actually on Shark Tank as well, and Mark Cuban and some of the others invested in his company. So that was a special moment for us when we actually saw him on the Shark Tank. And so that show is always will always resonate. Some of the other shows that we've done are really just as powerful. There's too many, so many to list. You know, we have an affiliate with Block BDPA, so we have the opportunity to interview the various members of BDPA, the founder of BDPA, Mr. Earl Pace. That's always a great interview. We also delve into the business analysis area, and we talked to Coop Cooper Smith, who is president of B2T Training. So those are always interesting. We've spoken to Randall Pinkett, who was one of the winners of The Apprentice, the TV show The Apprentice. We've had him on. So, you know, we not just people that are prominent in IT and in the entertainment industry, but just regular people as well that have a desire and a passion to make a difference, just like we did. There was Sharon Simmons, who created an application to help notify the police when there's an incident occurring, and she marketed it in the U.S. and in Africa, and it picked up a lot of interest. And she actually sold that application and had a pretty good windfall there. We've interviewed the existing and past presidents of BDPA's national organization, Mr. Mike Williams, who's the president right now, and former president Pamela Matthews. And so we've had a lot of individuals on. Mr. Derek Brown, president of the Atlanta chapter, Felicia Jones, a past president of the Atlanta chapter. So we get around Hyun Woo, who is an aspiring BA that we've met in our journey. So we've had a lot of exposure and come across a lot of interesting people. NSBE, the National Society of Black Engineers, we've interviewed several individuals there. Our own Gene Wadi, CEO, president, and founder of Diversent, which is a staffing agency. We've interviewed him and met him actually at the BDPA national event last year. So, you know, we've interviewed a lot of interesting people that have an impact in society and in the IT community. And, you know, you stay plugged in the Technology Expresso and you will see, and you'll come, you'll be exposed to those individuals, and hopefully they will inspire you in some way, shape, or form in your endeavors. And millennials, you know, our young folks, you know, not just the old folks, but our young folks, as you know, that's a passion of ours, the millennials, and getting them focused. One thing that we've noticed in our discussions with them is that they come out of college with all this knowledge and they have no idea where to go with it yet. And there are some opportunities within the college and their transition programs, but they're not as robust. So we like to expose the IT community to these young individuals and expose them to the different areas of IT until they find their niche. It's almost like that the path is so wide, and the more you know, the better your focus will be until you find that area that really interests you, that really sparks your passion and that you really like. And as you know, technology, as I mentioned before, is such a platform and a back office to all business sectors. So you can go into any business sector with these skill sets and be able to perform. If you're not an IT guru or whiz kid, then you learn how to become a professional. You learn how to speak professionally. You learn how to solve problems. You know, that's what's so good about being exposed to all these types of individuals. So it can go so many different ways. And let's not forget some of our other local affiliates, Technologists of Color, Marcellus Hayes. We've interviewed him and been part of his events. Lista, Amplify for Good, Mr. Joey Digital, and I'm name dropping right now, but you know, we've had so much inspiration, and we've had the opportunity to go to so many different events, technology related events, and different platforms. Speaking of the word platform, Platform 2015, we've been there. Push 2020, we were there. Jacqueline interviewed several individuals there. Got a photo op with Jesse Jackson, and she's connected to his movement as well. So we're getting out there, making the right connections, and in turn, turning that information around and spreading it across the different social media platforms and our listening audience as well. So I know that's a mouthful, but you know, that's what we do here at Technology Espresso. We give it to you fast, hot, and intense. Listen, learn, leverage, launch. I threw a couple of our catchphrases in there.
Well, I can attach to that. Alrighty. What advice do you have to say to people who want to build their own website but maybe don't have much experience?
Well, you just have to get out there. You know, there's a lot of low cost opportunities out there, and I'll drop a figure as low as $20 a month. I've seen where you can actually build a website, even Wix. .com. You can get out there with very little technical knowledge. It's almost plug and play because all the coding has already been done by some great developers and coders out there. And there are a lot of them out there. And they basically package all the code to do the different things into one little icon. And it's almost just a drag and drop now, dragging pictures where you want to, dragging a paragraph block where you want to on the page. But you know, but more goes into that because you have to think of the internet and this web, your website almost as a billboard. You know, when you think about it, that's basically what it is. It's a billboard on the information superhighway, and a lot of thought went into ad placement and the layout and the fonts and the pictures that are used on that billboard to convey the message that they're looking for. So the website is no different. A lot of thought goes into that, and it's good to have a team of marketing and advertising agents, someone or individuals that has that type of exposure to perfect how that's going to look, because that website, you think, now is your brand. And that's something that we stress as well. Your brand. You can't just throw anything out there because you know that you're representing yourself, and you want it to look professional. You want it to look clean and fresh and up to date and modern and relevant. So it's, you know, you've got a lot of information that you could put out there, but it's got to look right. It's got the fonts have to be right. So before you actually launch your website, it's good to get some feedback on how it's going to look as opposed to just throwing it out there, because you have to, as I mentioned, again, protect your brand. You have to, you know, when you put it out there, that website is going to represent you. So that's important.
Okay. So touching back onto the website, are there any additional features that you're looking to add?
Well, we're looking at more advertising capabilities. We have a lot of partners, and we have a wide listening and viewing audience as well. And well, we've got to pay the bills, and through these affiliations, we have the opportunity to market several different types of products to our listening audience. So we want to serve as a platform to those capabilities as well. For instance, a lot of our affiliates are authors. As I mentioned, we cater to entrepreneurs as well, authors, film rights, studio, music, a lot of different areas. So we want to be able to market products that are relevant to our listening audience. So we're going to leverage our platform to be that vehicle as well for advertisement. I don't think that's too much. I think it's important to be able to offer those types of services to our listening audience as well. I'm a big Amazon junkie. I order lots of all of Amazon, so I'm going to have a link for Amazon on there for ordering different types of IT services or and devices. So look for things like that on the website to expand your online experience through the Technology Espresso Cafe portal.
And I'm going to just jump in here. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. So if you guys have joined us and been listening, you've heard a young voice, and that was the voice of Celise Blackman, our college student out of Florida, who is our student guest host today. And she's interviewing David Blackman, and Celise doing a great job.
That's why that last name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
She's doing a great job interviewing David, and David's talking to us today about the new up-and-coming website. He's been behind the scenes for quite a long time, between 2015 and this beginning of this year, doing a lot of work, adding a lot of very neat features to the Technology Espresso website, and that's going to be soon revealed to the public. But he's actually released the back door, so to speak, of the website, so you can go in and tinker around and give us some feedback, kind of test it out for us. So you have to be listening to this show to get that information, or following us. I'm pushing that out on the social media. So go ahead and click and give us some feedback. Our email address is technologyespresso@gmail.com. And remember, that's EXPRESSO. So that's technologyespresso@gmail.com. So send us feedback. Also, look forward to hearing more from Celise. She's going to be co-hosting. She's a journalist and communications major, so she's giving us some of her talent early, and she's going to be on the show in the future as well. But I also want to invite some of our audience. If there's some students out there and you'd like to be a student co-host, we're going to make this a regular offering where different students can come on and test out, get a little bit of experience. As David said, this really started out something for interns, and so as we built this platform, we're ready to open it up to young people and give them the opportunity. So, again, Celise is setting the model for others and again, doing a great job. So, Celise, I'm going to hand it back over to you, but just wanted to let our audience know about today's show. Tell others about the show and the program. Tell young people to listen to today's interview that Celise is doing, and if they think they can do it as well, go ahead and send us an email again to that address at technologyespresso@gmail.com. So again, back to you, Celise.
Thanks, Jacqueline. I just want to add in, just as a millennial and a college student, that this is a really good experience, and it's good to have the experience on your resume and to, get into it before you get into the real world, just to see what it's like. So I really appreciate them having me on the show today. So I think I have one last question for you, Mr. Blackman. Do you have any final words of advice for people who are just hearing about what STEM or STEAM is, and if they're not even sure how it affects them, like how important it would be to them?
Absolutely, absolutely, Felice. STEAM is basically science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math. Those are the core educational tracks, that make up STEAM. And actually, that's everything. What is not STEAM related? And I'll just refer to those educational tracks as STEAM from here on. What's not STEAM related? Everything is STEAM related. And it's important for our young people anyone in the looking for work or careers to develop those core educational tracks. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself in fields that you may not have wanted to been into initially, but you'll find a different way to and different times to leverage those education tracks, hopefully sooner than later. I don't like to alienate anyone. We all learn at our own pace and our own time on our own tracks. And it's important to respect that and not say anyone is being left behind or uneducated. So we're all smart individuals in our different ways. We are all chameleons. Like where we fall short in some areas, we try to make up in others. I never was good at math. I hated math, but I always wanted to be in engineering and technology. And so how does that come together? So eventually I brushed up on my mathematical and calculating skills, and that's been able to power me through to success and what I define as success. Everyone defines success in their own way. And I feel as though I've been successful in my career and personally as well. But before we shift, I did want to make mention, as you asked earlier, some of the shows that really stood out for us. I was remiss in mentioning that I'm an Air Force veteran, and we hold several military transition shows that we have call-ins for. And that's important for us to give in that way as well, providing information to our transitioning veterans and military friends coming out of the military looking for work and trying to make a difference and find relevance in the corporate world or just the civilian world, so to speak. So our platform and our mic, as we say, is always open to those individuals. And the platforms from which we have those type of shows, our affiliations with Diversity in Action, Mr. Jordan Weiss, Mr. President, shout out to him, as well as ProDivNet, and some of their career fairs. They host IT career fairs globally, so we have an affiliation with them as well. So Jacqueline's been very hard at making those connections. And Esteem Village, our friend and a BDPA partner, Mr. William Wells, in Kansas City area. Look that up, Esteem Village. Google that and find out what's going on in the Kansas City area. That's just locally, and through the internet, through the power of the internet, these types of services and affiliations and capabilities and knowledge is spread globally. So it matters not where you are. The internet has brought us all together, as well as social media. So I'm sorry to hijack the next question, but I wanted to get that out there.
No problem at all. Well, thank you for speaking with us today. I'm going to go ahead and throw the mic back over to Jacqueline for now. And thank you again, Dave, for having me on the show.
Thanks very much, Lee. Thanks for hosting.
Well, I don't want her to go too far, because luckily we have a few minutes left, and I'm actually going to turn the mic on her a little bit and let her share a little bit about herself, because one of the things is this is our Sunday series, and what we've done in the past is also talk about the whole area of arts and the STEM area. You know, there's science, technology, engineering, math, but you hear us always talking about full steam ahead. The A comes from the arts. And previously we've talked about music and how technology all interplays with that. And we're going to come back with that series on our following Sundays. But this also for the young people, while we have you listening and to this particular episode, it kind of shows you this is a radio station. We built this radio station out of technology. So that's the way we're able to do this over the internet. And I'm going to drop a little hint.
Science.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to drop we've got something coming up. We're working with partnering with the FM station, actually. So we started on the internet, but you'll hear more about that. I can't say too much just yet.
Yeah, not just yet.
Not just yet, but stay tuned for that as well. But, thanks to technology, thanks to the internet, to different applications, you can start grassroots programs just like we did with this radio station and open up the mic. And then, as David said, in the background, network, meeting people, connecting, and supporting each other's efforts, this is how we built up this great partnerships that we have that is now allowing us to continue to grow and blossom and to bring these opportunities to you. And again, all of our whole effort is about giving back to the young people. And speaking of that, Solis being one of those to test out our first program of student hosts. So how did it feel, Solis?
That was really fun. It was comfortable. It was really actually really informative of what you guys are doing with Technology Espresso. And I mentioned this before. I think it might have cut out when I was saying this, but I think it's really great that you guys are using the language of millennials to reach out to them to, like, meet us halfway in order to get us interested in what you're doing and everything. I thought that was really, really cool and definitely a great strategy with social media being as popular as it is these days. But overall, yeah, this opportunity is it's really, really exciting, and I'm really, really thankful for it. So,
absolutely, absolutely. Why don't you share with our audience, being in college and being a journalist major and communication major, why don't you share with them what are some of the classes that you take? What are some of the exercises and activities you do as a journalist student?
Well, the hardest class that I've ever taken, not only just for my major, but just in general, was my law and ethics class, because I felt more like a lawyer than I was a journalist, because you have to learn all of the laws of when you're being a journalist. You can't, you know, commit libel, obscenity laws, and fair use, copyright laws, all that. It was so much information. But it was also one of my favorite classes to take as well. Another class that I'm taking right now is multimedia reporting, which we're basically reporters. We are given assignments. We have to find our own stories, find our own sources, interview them. The school provides camera equipment for us to do the interviews so we can, you know, videotape and everything like that. We've learned how to edit and combine sound bites with pictures and video to create, like, packages and such. And there's a lot more to it than people really think. I would say when I decided to be a journalism major, I had no idea how much actually went into it, but now that I'm in it, I'm really enjoying it. And even as a journalism major, I'm learning a lot about the production aspect of journalism, because it is multimedia and production is part of multimedia. So learning a lot through that, and it's really, really exciting. And especially with my school, we have so many different areas where, as a student, you can get involved and get some more hands-on experience. We have a magazine, we have a radio show, we have a website for newspaper. Also on the production side, we are teamed with, like, ESPN. So for our basketball games, we can broadcast, like, it's all student-run with teacher oversight, but students are running the cameras for ESPN3 for our basketball games, volleyball games, and it's really, really hands-on, and they really give you so many opportunities to get involved. So it's kind of hard to not make it work for yourself. You just have to look for it and get involved, and it's been a really, really good journey so far.
Fantastic.
That is it. And you know, once again, it's so great for it to come from a young person that's going through it, so that young people that are listening, you can hear it from someone that's right there. And something that you pointed out, that there was more to it than you even knew, and you're kind of getting that well-rounded background. And what you can see is it's not just the people who are in front of the mic. There's so many people behind the scenes. You know, David and I have to kind of, in our little small environment, kind of play all those different roles. Mm-hmm. But in the real world, there's a lot of different career paths within it. There's the sound engineers, and there's, like you said, behind the scenes running it. And it's great that you're getting that exposure, and there's going to be a lot of different paths that you can take and utilize, because she's learning both the front end and the back end.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I said, and as you just mentioned, that's where all the opportunity is. For every one person in front of the camera or in front of the microphone, there is at least 10 positions, 10 jobs that are supporting that individual. So that's where the opportunity is behind the mic. That's where you learn. And lots of time, those individuals transition to the front of the microphone. A lot of famous music producers in the background are now in front of the camera. Pharrell, for one, he was a producer, and now he's in front of the camera. CeeLo,
exactly,
producer,
exactly,
now in front of the microphone and in front of the camera. So, you know, steam is what powers your career. And when I say STEAM, you know I'm talking about science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math. You've got to pay attention. You've got to strengthen those core educational tracks that will actually open the door, make that path for you a lot wider for the different opportunities that you'd want to do. Because you only through one of our keywords, exposure. You've got to have exposure. Our young people, get out there, learn. You don't know what you don't know. Don't turn down these opportunities. You never know where you end up. Listen to the type of exposure that Celeste has had, the different opportunities that presented themselves to her in this career track of journalism and digital media. That's great. So who knows where she's going to go with that. It's going to be a fun ride and great to watch. And I think I've got a front row seat.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to touch back on what Dad was saying about building your brand. Like, it's so very important because everything is based off of social media these days. So you have to build your brand and you have to stand out because there's always somebody that's working harder than you, or there's always somebody that's going above and beyond, and you need to make sure that you're going above and beyond too, so that you don't get caught in the shadows and get lost behind everything else. Because without your brand, you don't have anything. So I stress on getting involved in building a brand and making your name and putting yourself out there and just making sure that you're always on top, because you never know who's coming behind you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you said like a veteran. You've been out there for a minute, so already you've learned some lessons. And that's one of the things that we said. Young people with the access to information, exposure, and organizations that want to help the young people connect the dots, you guys have a lot of information and insight that if you listen, learn, leverage, and launch, you're going to be leaps ahead early in your career. So well said, Celeste. You know, I had another follow-up question for you. What does the future look like for you? Where would you like to take your degree and, you know, your five-year outlook, so to speak? And even what would be like your ideal assignment? What have you allowed yourself to kind of imagine you taking your degree and career?
You know, it's funny because even as a journalism major, I'm more finding myself more interested in the production side. Not that I don't like the journalism side, but I more want to tie it all together into one entity, so to speak. I've thought about doing sports broadcasting, although I don't know a whole lot about all the sports, but it just seems fun. I've always been really interested in entertainment overall, whether it be writing for entertainment or working production and entertainment. I actually got to operate a camera for the first time for a basketball game a couple weeks ago, and that was terrifying, but it was so much fun that I would love to do that again. So I honestly have always been someone who's interested in everything. So for this, I want to do everything. I feel like I just want to be very well-rounded. So in the event that I want to change my path, I have the opportunity to, and I'm the only person that can make that happen for myself. So it's more just seeking out different opportunities and taking them when I can. 5 years out, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to say
production assistant.
I could see myself doing production. Yeah, absolutely. I could absolutely see myself doing production. Even before I started in journalism, I thought about radio because I used to listen to a lot of podcasts and I really just liked the
the atmosphere that it seemed like it gave me. It was really interesting to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, because the station that I listened to would let us go behind the scenes sometimes. But, yeah, I would say probably production. I wouldn't mind traveling a little bit. I kind of just want to do it all. I really just want to do it all. But who knows? We'll find out, because anything can happen.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely. I love that. Stay open. Why not? You know, this is a great time and for young people, opportunities and accessibility.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I have to say, on the heels of Black History, that's what it was all about, is just giving people access and the opportunity, and let their talent and their passion take them wherever they go. And that's what the beautiful thing. And so we definitely can thank, and, you know, that's what the whole month of February was about. Thank those before us that made
Absolutely.
It possible.
Yes.
So this is a great age. I envy young people. We're just leveraging, you know, technology, like I said, to David and I, as far as creating a radio show. So I can just imagine if they really understand the power of the tool in their hand. I have to go back to a presentation that I just made to a group that I said, understand that this thing that you have in your hand, technology, social media, it's not a toy. It's a tool. And it's up to you what you want to do with it. So I'm really excited about that. And Solis is a great example of that. But I'm looking at our time. I'm looking at our time again. We had a great time today. And to our listeners, I want to say we're going to do this again. And thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Share this podcast with young people. I think that they'll get a lot of inspiration from having a young person actually hosting the show, all the way to her sharing where she is in her journey. And we look forward to following that journey, as David says, and seeing her progress and her accomplishments.
Absolutely. I'm anxious. I can't wait till it's over and it's recorded, so we can start blasting it out. And that's where we get a lot of our listening. Our list out of our is in our archives. Because of our archives, people can listen to these shows on their own time, when they're ready, in the kitchen, cleaning, working, washing the car, driving home from work. You can dial up Technology Expresso's Cafe Radio and listen to just about any podcast that we've created. We've been doing this for almost 4 years now, and we've got a wide range of shows that we've done, a lot of different individuals in and around IT and entrepreneurship, and just about everything around STEAM. You know, we have authors on. We have just about everyone on. So everyone wants to get here and share what they can to our listening audience. We have a wide listening audience, and we just love making this type of impact in the community.
Absolutely. And I want to say, those who are listening to this, who are will be listening to this in our archive form, and whenever we have call-in shows, you might miss the call-in show, but you can still leave us a message, and we'll play back. We're going to start playing back messages that are left on our voicemail, and so that way we can get input and feedback and comments from listeners, even if you weren't able to listen to the live show. So if ever you're listening, want to leave a comment, just call 855-484-6837. Again, that's 855-484-6837. That's our after hours. You can leave a message, and we're going to start playing those back. So
absolutely. And also, you can leave us a message on our website as well, contact us page. Just drop in your comments there and share them on that platform. Also, let's not forget our email address, technologyexpresso@gmail.com. So we're just about everywhere. We're on Twitter. If you know us on Twitter, go out there, look for us, type in Technology Expresso. We will pop up. Follow us. We're always sharing relevant information that not just the millennials need, but anyone in and around the technology field, or just in general. We feel as though we are great communicators, and we're always putting out relevant content that makes sense and that's relevant to just about everyone, not just the African-American community. That's part of our target. That's part of who we are. But, you know, just stay with us on all forms of social media. We are just about everywhere.
Absolutely. And I want to share with you, you know, we couldn't do what we do and continue to do and thrive and grow if it wasn't for our community of partners and sponsors that has supported us and believed in us. So I really want to give a special shout out to Diversity in Action. That's a magazine. It's online. Just printed their latest issue about women in technology. Great, great magazine. Look that up. Again, that's Diversity in Action. I believe that's .org. Look for .org, and you'll be able to find their online magazine. Also, got to give a shout out to BDPA, BDPA.org. And that's for thought leaders and minorities in the digital profession. Please visit BDPA. They have an upcoming conference in August here in Atlanta. David and I will be there. We're there every year and going to have some be a part of it, be interviewing people live. So come out and meet the Dave and Jacqueline that you've been hearing here on the podcast. I want to also shout out to B2T Training. B2T Training, we have an upcoming show this Tuesday with Coop. He is an analyst in the area of technology and IT. We talk about problem solving and the different aspects of what business analysts do as far as helping organizations find software solutions. And then I also want to mention the Professional Diversity Network, who has an event in Chicago this Tuesday, that's March 8th. Please visit ProDevNet, that's ProDivNet.com. They have career and networking events, and also with their affiliate, NAPW, the National Professional Women's Association, President Star Jones. So when you see a Professional Diversity Network career event, quite often there are also NAPW events. And then last but not least, I also want to recognize the Pink Tech. That's the Women of Technology who are helping and mentoring other women of technology, especially those of color and in the underserved areas. So, again, support them because they support us, and that's how we continue to grow and thrive. Let me share with you some more details about some of those events that I just mentioned. So please stay on the line as I share with you some of those details.
This episode is sponsored by and features B2Ttraining.com. B2T Training has trained and equipped almost 15,000 of the most successful and high-performing practitioners of business analysis since the year 2000. Our courses are developed and taught by the most respected and highest qualified experts in the industry. We know that transforming the way you and your team perform business analysis is not a one-size-fits-all approach. And we understand that your business analysis practice has unique problems and deserves a unique program offering. Using our holistic approach, we will identify the pain points that will result in the best opportunity for your team or organization to realize the change they're trying to achieve. Change begins with knowledge and skills. Our learning events also include ongoing enrichment and reflective activities that provide students the boost they need to sustain their learning and competency. In other words, we make it stick. Get your business analysis training from the most respected and highest qualified source of experts in the industry. Find out more about our public class offerings in various U.S. locations or call to speak with one of our training solution sales associates toll free at 866-675-2125. Follow us on social media and visit www.b2ttraining.com. That's B, the number 2, T, training.com, and see our full course outlines, blog, and free downloadable resources. We get it. We'll help you get it too.
BDPA is an international organization with a diverse membership of professionals and students at all levels in the fields of information technology, computer science, and related STEM fields. Members are actively engaged in serving the community through outreach and charting the future of the IT industry. The BDPA's motto is advancing careers from the classroom to the boardroom. For the last 38 consecutive years, BDPA has held national conferences. This year's event will be held August 10th through the 13th at the West End Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. Registration is now open. Visit bdpa.org to find out more about local chapters. BDPA has over 46 chapters across the United States and is always looking to launch new chapters. BDPA also has student information, technology education, and scholarship programs, and even a national high school computer competition program. Students have the opportunity to learn and explore potential careers in technology, as well as learning leadership skills to work well with the team. Students that participate in the computer competition can win college scholarships from major corporations looking for young talent. BDPA's national conference also includes a career fair for job seekers. So mark those dates, August 10th through the 13th at the West End Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. Register early and pass it on. The technology industry will continue to have jobs and business opportunities. Technology skills and aptitude will be a must for all. Industries and tech-related skills will allow job seekers to demand higher salaries. If you are a minority serious about a career in IT and you are not a member of BDPA, you are not really serious about your future. So log on now to bdpa.org to get started.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our podcasts, social media handles, and upcoming shows, visit our web portal at www.technologyespresso.com. Join our text club and get monthly alerts of upcoming events and initiatives. Text the phrase "Full Steam Ahead" to 41411. Financial support and donations of any denominations are welcome. Your contributions help us sustain and reach underserved communities who benefit from the many programs, role models, and technologists that we showcase. Thanks to our sponsors, partners, and thank you, our listeners. And remember, we encourage you to listen, learn, leverage, launch.